This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special surprise bonus episode of the Apartment 4D podcast, all about New Girl, because it's our one-year anniversary. So, unfortunately, we're coming to you from Zoom, so the quality of this, I think it's appropriate, our sound quality will be terrible for our one-year anniversary, actually.
It's a stroll down memory lane.
Exactly. So, if you follow us on Instagram, you know, we took some polls, we asked you guys some questions. But like we start every episode, this isn't about an episode of New Girls, just a fun celebratory bonus episode. We're going to start with the feeling stick, which I'm going to pose the question, how do you guys feel 1 year later about our fans? What do you want to say to them, Joe?
Well, I think that they have been very helpful in answering a lot of questions because there's a lot of stuff we don't know.
That's for sure.
Like, yeah, like they always talk about these different places and we're like, what is that? Or what does that word mean? Or what is this? And they always have an answer. So they're much smarter than we are.
They love to correct us. Heather and Heather's dog.
What? Well, I love our listeners because they stood by us in our very awkward beginning. So thank you for that. I don't know how you guys did it. And also I have learned, I was going to say what Joe said, so I think that, but also I've learned that our listeners are incredibly witty people.
Very witty.
The way they do jokes and then they merge in the New Girl lines, but my favorite will always be this birthday.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. So I should explain to everyone that Heather's dog Sprinkles really doesn't like when she's on Zoom. That's new. So sorry. I don't know how to edit out just the dog barking.
When we're all in person, she never makes a sound, but she hates Zoom.
Right. Okay. So I want to say to the fans, just thank you, because I think we would have continued to make the podcast no matter what. But then when Joe moved, if it wasn't for the fans, then I think the podcast would have been in jeopardy. It's them that kept us going and figuring it out, even through sound quality issues. So we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Now we'll get into the episode, as I would normally say, but we'll get into the Instagram questions. I asked everybody what their favorite episode of the podcast was so far. And I've got to tell you, it was all over the board. I felt like almost every big episode got a vote. Do you guys have a favorite podcast episode in particular? Heather.
An episode of our podcast?
Correct.
Yeah, I have two.
Okay.
Tinfinity. And the time when Joe talked about the door falling off his car, because when I listen to that, there's so much joy in our laughter.
Nice. Okay. Joe, you don't re-listen to the podcast, correct?
Yeah, you know, there's an old adage that most TV people don't watch their own shows and musicians don't listen to their own records. And for some reason, I don't know, I don't listen to the podcast, or I'm still trying to figure out how to get it. But but I remember it all.
So yours isn't necessarily that you don't want to hear yourself. It's that you still haven't figured out how to listen to a podcast as a podcast host.
Well, I listened to Lamorne's podcast. I thought that was really cool, the one he had with that one guy.
Okay. So your favorite episode of our podcast is Lamorne's podcast?
No.
My favorite
is probably, you know, there's not one favorite because they all have their own meaning and their own humor and their own introspective look into the show. But I think I think what I like is I like how we can talk about the comedic timing of the show and how really the characters don't gotta laugh to make us laugh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's facial expressions. It's the way they say something. It's the little murmurs that you can only see on closed caption.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's only that stuff. That stuff is what makes the show genius. And then we get to talk about it, which is lucky for us. And that's what I like about the podcast.
Okay. I asked your favorite episode, but that's still a great answer. I love it.
That was now, the first show.
There's Heather being encouraging. We're hitting all our marks for our 1 year episode. So, and speaking of Joe, I asked the internet what their favorite Joe story was. Heather and I didn't bother asking what their favorite story of ours was. I didn't even think to, because it's Joe. Yeah, most of my stories end up being about Joe anyway.
About Joe.
So Radioactive Mel said any of Joe's stories are her favorite story. She can quote listen to him for hours.
Oh,
Radioactive Mel. Next time Joe's telling me an hour-long story about his new business, I'm gonna swap you onto that phone call then. let's see. We had two people, JP Debates and Susan the Sorceress, say their favorite story of Joe's is when his car door fell off on his first day of work. Oh, but I'm not done. Liza Dern said her favorite wasn't necessarily a Joe story. It was a story I told about Joe, which was the time he dropped the tumbler of wine and told me he was eating wine and cheese and it was Kraft Singles. And lastly, K_Ellie, who is Kelly Flynn, who's been a fan and with us since literally the very beginning. I love her so much. And she has my back in this answer. Her favorite was the time Joe got our first date wrong after like three tries.
Oh, that was great.
So Joe, what's your favorite Joe story?
Or what's your favorite story?
I think it's nice for everyone to remember the stories. Because I think a lot of us, in one way or another, all have stories that can relate to mine. The problem is, my stories kind of, the circumstances always happen at the worst time. Like my door falling off. Why'd I have to fall off my first day on the job? You know what I'm saying?
Joe, no one has a story where their car door fell off. That's like literally just you.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably just me. But... I'm glad they can relate to the stories, and they're always stories that end up, you know, I mean, we had to clean up a lot of wine and cheese, but it always ends up good.
I'm sorry, who's and we? Who, define we?
Me and you.
No, you scooted off with your single. We're moving on from you. Heather, what's your favorite Joe story?
Well, in life I have millions, but from this podcast, I sounded like Joe. For our podcast, my favorite was the time that we watched season 2 Christmas episode, mm-hmm. and Jess gets pulled over. And so I said, have any of you guys gotten out of a ticket? And I meant a speeding ticket. And Joe goes, yeah, public urination.
Yeah, fun follow-up to that. I think I told this on the podcast before, but my son's two best friends that are twin sister, who's my friend, was in the car listening to the podcast with those boys in the car and texted me like, we all just heard the story about the public urination thing. Like, not embarrassing.
It got dismissed. It got dismissed for lack of evidence.
Okay, some of us are missing the point.
It was so funny when you said that, Joe. You shocked me.
So my favorite Joe story actually is the one, and this got a few votes too. I'm changing my mind. I had something different I was going to say earlier. But the time when the bear was outside trying to break into our cabin, and Joe was like, calm down, he doesn't have a key, and just like went back to sleep while was, like banging on our cabin. Good time.
Interestingly, bear is a new girl word.
Yes, that's our bear reference for today. So I asked everybody, like, one, did they almost stop listening after the first episode? 76% said no. So maybe our first episode isn't as bad as we think it is, but I'm pretty sure it is. But I also asked, do you think that the episodes have improved, that we've, you know, gotten better? And Hula Girl 06 said, yes, the sound is finally better after 20 plus episodes. And hold on, and Joe finally understands the feeling stick. Harsh. And our sound has improved, except for today. So Hula Girl's probably mad at us again, but you know, we'll get you next time.
Well, I appreciate that Hula Girl stuck with us through all that.
Yeah, the sound quality when Joe first moved was a hot mess. The first two or three episodes, we didn't have a lot of structure, but I will give us a lot of credit for not listening to a podcast and just, I knew there wasn't a New Girl podcast. So I was like, we have to get on this like right now before somebody else does.
Yeah.
In that rush. I don't think it's hard. You don't figure out what you want to do until you start doing it anyway, you know?
Right. Oh, always. Like, it's like the pilot episode of a show is never really that good. Yeah. And then they catch their groove.
So we asked our fans their favorite feeling stick moment, and Radioactive Mel said that we said that Lamorne said he was going to be on the show, and she's still waiting. And I'm like, Radioactive Mel, so are we. Like, wait with us. It's going to be great. So Lamorne's filming Woke right now, so I haven't bothered him again. Plus, he just announced how he had a baby. But you best believe I'm still in contact and I'm staying on top of it.
Best believe.
Yes. Reem Beams, who's also been with us from early on, is very supportive, said, quote, what's the feeling stick again? End quote. That's a nod to you, Joseph. Do you guys have a favorite?
Even Sprinkles like that.
Do you guys have a favorite feeling stick moment, Joe?
Oh my gosh, Sprinkles barking right now is a great moment. But because she never barks, that's the part that's hilarious. I guess my favorite feeling stick moment was the fact that I found happy endings, because that's, I haven't watched that show. You know, I hadn't watched that show until I saw what it was about, and I thought that was a good show. That was my latest binge watch there on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Heather?
Okay, well, I love the feeling stick segment of our show, and you guys can probably tell because I do like 10 feeling sticks.
You do a lot sometimes.
Yeah, and so sometimes when I listen to the podcast, I'm like, oh, that was kind of a weird feeling stick, Heather. But the one that I thought was really good was I was able to put together that Brian Austin Green was on the Conners. He drank absinthe, which I knew what it was because I knew from New Girl. Mm-hmm. But how do you tie that in?
Mm-hmm.
He used to be married to Megan Fox.
I will say that that was pretty impressive. It was like the, was it 6 degrees of separation and Kevin Bacon or whatever? Yeah.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. What was the question? Oh, your favorite feeling. So mine, in hindsight, is how Joe would be like, I would say, what's a feeling stick? And he'd go, oh, and they start talking about the middle of the episode. He's like, no, Joe. Like, it drove me, as you could probably tell by my voice, insane. But looking back, it seems to have brought the fans a lot of joy. So I'm going to say Joe's confusion is my favorite part of the feeling stick.
I like it. My favorite is when Joe goes, the feeling stick? No.
Yeah. I don't got anything. Feeling stick. Yeah, feeling stick. No, nothing. Okay, so I asked the fans what they would want to tell us if they could talk to us. And AvaJune_XO said, I love this. She said, it's okay if you guys want to take a break. You work so hard. And that's actually something Heather and I hotly debate. I wanted to take the week of July 4th off to give us a little break because it wasn't hard when Joe lived in California, but it is hard now that he lives in Arizona. And we were afraid if we took a week off, everyone would stop listening, which really between the seasons would have been a good time to take a break. So now I know that down the road, if we need to take a week off, at least AvaJune_XO has our back. And I appreciate that she noticed that. Yes, Heather.
And those of you who don't want us to, just know I'll have your back.
Yeah, yes, Heather refuses to let me take a week off. She does not have my back. Okay, so Mads_Hansen would like us to have longer episodes. which I appreciate because as people probably notice, I still speed talk because I still can't believe people want to listen to us. So I think if I make it short, they'll listen.
I'd love to make it longer. Absolutely, Matt.
Well, on Zoom, Mads.
Oh, Mads.
Madison, like Mads. We don't want her to be listening and get her name wrong. She's just gave us a compliment. Patton Guy says, Joe, this one's for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Patton Guy says, I love Joe's insight, which is why I wish he wrote more down. Hi, Patton Guy. When he has a blank sheet of paper from him, and like, Joe, what's your favorite? Same questions every week, guys. What's your favorite Jess look? And he picks up the blank piece of paper with nothing written on it. It's like, my favorite Jess look from this episode. Nothing there. What are you looking at?
Joe, well, I think as Joe is without notes, imagine him if he had them.
Exactly. Well, there's been times when he's really turned up the insightfulness. But you know what? Joe's good on the spot and under pressure. So sometimes I've noticed he does do better without notes because he's like, oh, I better say something good.
Yeah. He's also good if he freshly watched it that morning.
That's true. Joe, do you have notes from today?
I have no notes from today. But sometimes, you know, sometimes, I mean, when it comes to like Jess's clothes, like, I don't really, the episode doesn't allow you to pay attention. You have to pay attention to the facial expressions and so much more going on. And sometimes I just forget a dress if there's, you know, if they're an event, it's different. Like I'll notice like a wedding thing or when she wears her goofy outfits, you know, that she wears. But her pajamas, I don't know what pajamas she has. I think she wears the same pajamas every time. But if she didn't, I probably wouldn't realize.
Joe, as a podcast host, it's literally your job to notice these things. What am I supposed to do with that answer? Moving on. Katie Wilkinson said, I love you guys. You're hilarious. And I love that you guys do this podcast, which I thought was nice. She's also a very communicative fan.
We love her too.
So I asked the fans if they had suggestions on what we can do to, I wish you guys could see how Joe keeps throwing himself to lay down on the couch between questions. Is this physically exertion for you? Like, what are you doing, Joe?
I only see his feet.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, moving on. I asked the fans for suggestions because a lot of our segments have come from fans and K_Ellie, who's Kelly Flynn, actually gave me this a suggestion a long time ago and I dropped the ball because I wanted to do it. I hope you're ready, Joe, because this is gonna be some work for you. This is gonna be notes. When I read the Netflix description and I get mad about how it's wrong, she thinks I should do a segment which is the Netflix description versus the Joe 2-3 sentence description of the episode. I'm guessing she thinks it's gonna be hilarious. Are you up for that, Joe?
So she wants my description of the
she doesn't want you to describe it right now. She wants you to do like the little Netflix description before every episode because so we could see whose is better, Netflix's or Joe's.
That's funny. Well, that's true because sometimes the actual content of the show, we all find different things funny in the show, but we always think we could think it's different than what it actually says on there. So that is true.
Yes. Okay. So that brings us to Honey Roast. I asked the fans to give the podcast a Honey Roast. My favorite answer from Susan, in case someone wants to look her up, it's Susan_the_sorceress. I'm going to call her Susan the Sorceress, said the Honey Roast Award is when we're all in the same room to record.
Yeah.
I have to agree with her. That's awesome.
That is awesome. And then I got, and this really meant a lot to me. I didn't mean like to Honey Roast a host or anything, just like, you know, if it was one of the segments or how we kind of do it creative. And everybody said nice things about all of us. But a lot of people mentioned that they can tell how much work I put into it. And I really appreciate that because I do, just because I love New Girl and I'm so excited. And then someone's like, yeah, you like keep it together and on track.
Joe and I literally roll in, share our thoughts and feelings and roll out.
Actually, sometimes you guys also make it harder because we'll be talking about the first scene and Joel picks something to talk about in the last scene, right in the middle of that. Or Heather will just make up names for celebrities.
And then Joe will say, what no one said is.
Yes. Yeah. What we haven't discussed, what you missed. I'm like, no, Joe, I'm just going in order of the episode. Also, a couple people said that I can stop apologizing for being mean because I'm not, which I also appreciated. Heather, I can see your face. They were thinking we were both mean to Joe at the start. Okay, that brings
to Joe.
That brings us to poll.
Wait, someone say I was mean to Joe?
Yeah, we remember in the very beginning they were like, they don't like the way the other hosts treat Joe. They treat him like a child.
Oh,
condescending. Like coming without notes. So I was doing the best I could.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that brings us to polls. I'm so annoyed. I said, do you like when Heather brings up Golden Girls? Thinking the internet was going to have my back as founder, creator, editor, and host of the show. I thought the internet would have my back on this. And only 32% of those clowns had my back and said no, and 68% said yes.
Oh, thank you.
Which is an interesting departure, Heather, because we pulled it before and it was the reverse.
Yeah. Well, they've gotten to know me.
I think actually they might just like how annoyed I get.
Maybe, but it's all fun. It's all fun and games.
I asked if they
we should have asked how many liked when I mentioned closed caption.
We should have. I'm sorry, I dropped the ball on that one for sure. You were in the group text about the questions, but yeah, that's a good point.
Good call, Joe.
We asked them if they'd want to come to a live recording of the podcast, which is something we can't afford to throw, but just fun to know if they'd want to come, and 52% said yes. What's up, other 48%? just don't answer.
Be nice. That's like my sister's dining room.
No, they can't come to our house. No, that would be terrible. We have to rent a facility. That's why we can't afford to do it. I asked if there was any miscellaneous questions or anything like at the end they wanted to tell us. And HulaGirl06 said she wanted to know if Heather or Jill have a crush on Jake Johnson / Nick. And I'm like, HulaGirl, where have you been? President of his fan club. I love him so much. But Heather has a crush on?
From the show?
Is from the show. Who are you, Joe?
Well, okay. No, crush on I don't really have a crush on Schmidt. I'm just obsessed with
him. He's such a fine fox. He's the best character. I love him.
Oh. Is that what I said? okay, I'll say Schmidt for the show, mm-hmm. But in real life, I have a crush on Dr. Drew.
Okay. And good. This podcast is about New Girl, but good. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, he was on rehab, you guys.
That's all of the answers that I have, or all the questions I have from Instagram. Heather, did you say you came prepared with a couple questions before we wrap?
Yeah, I did. Actually, you had sent me this question in a text to me and Joe. What have you guys learned about podcasts in general? And I put absolutely nothing. Because I make you do all the work, and this is the only podcast I listen to.
You felt necessary to share that answer.
Oh, wait, I did learn how to put Spotify on my phone.
Okay, Joe, good job, Heather. Joe, did you learn anything about podcasts? It seems like it's probably a strong no from you.
Well, you know, it's the thing about podcasts is you have to express your thoughts, you know, very well verbally. It's almost like radio. You know what I'm saying? So you have to describe a scene. You have to paint a picture. You got to take the listener to where you saw it and the perspective that you saw it in. Because for some reason, not everyone sees things like I see things and vice versa. So sometimes it's kind of weird to do that. But one question I did have is, I wonder how many people now turn on closed caption and watch the show with that on. I bet it's a lot.
How do you always bring it back to closed caption? It's
a new poll. I bet it's a lot because there's so many jokes that you can't hear
unless you have closed captioning on.
Yeah, when you can see it, even if it's a murmur under their breath or whatever it is, it still says the words. And that makes it even more fun watching it. So if you haven't done closed caption, I highly recommend it.
Shocking. Heather,
Joe, you feel about closed caption how I feel about Schmidt.
Yes, that's true. I've obviously learned a lot about podcasting, none of which I will share because it would be very boring. But my favorite part is how we now get paid for having an advertisement. And I didn't know it was that easy. So, yay. Oh, I think Joe should advertise with us when we run out of our advertisement with Anchor because he owns a business now. And as executive corporate vice president of marketing of his business, I've decided to allocate some of his marketing budget to our podcast. What do you think, Joe? Sit back up and tell me.
What do you mean?
I was just joking, saying that Baskin Robbins could advertise with us.
Oh.
Heather,
I can ask them.
You are them. Heather, what was your other question?
Okay, well, actually, this is a question that you text me. And it says, did doing this podcast make you feel different about New Girl?
Okay. Heather?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you guys why. Because I watch a lot of TV, okay? And I watch a lot of sitcoms. But the thing about me is I will never watch an episode of anything twice. Okay, let me clarify. I'll sit down and watch an episode of a show. And I'll never sit down and watch it again. But maybe I'm cooking or doing the dishes or going to bed. And then if that show's on. Mm-hmm. So I've never watched the show 2 and 3 times. And it's amazing how much you pick up.
Definitely.
So, I mean, if I had just watched New Girl and not done the podcast, I would have thought really cute sitcom, but it would have blended in my mind with others.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the podcast and slowing down makes me realize how genius it is.
Nice. Joe, do you feel differently about the show now that we do a podcast about it?
No, not really. I think when I rewatch the show for a second time, you pick up way more. So I'm grateful for that, you know. And you do that with a lot of shows, I think, where it's just you pick up so much more than the first time. You miss so many little things, you know.
Yeah, I think that I don't even know how many times I've watched the show. I mean, it's not like as many as I watched Gilmore Girls, or like there's even been enough years to have really watched it like so many times. I appreciate a lot of the detail more now because we just get into it and look for things. But to a certain degree, I'm like irritated only because I used to binge watch it constantly, just like at night before bed or whatever. And now I can't. I can only watch it in preparation for an episode because I know if I get ahead, I'll confuse myself. And I know if I go back, I'll confuse myself. So for one full year now, my go-to comfort, nighttime, weekend, doing laundry, whatever show has been taken from me because of the podcast. But I do it for the fans and the small amount of money we make.
Hey, that was good money.
Yes, that was tons of money I gave you the other day.
What have you replaced as your comfort show?
Well, I watched Dawson's Creek, but that's not the same. It's mostly kind of like annoying. And it's not lighthearted or funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've just been struggling since then because as we all know, I have to pick and choose when I start a new show because I don't have enough self-control to turn it off, but like, you know, by midnight, and I'll just keep watching it. And so it's just been rough for me. Or I've been watching movies.
It's time.
Any other questions, Heather, because we're almost out of time.
Really quick. It's time for you to bring Cobra Kai into your life.
No, it's a new show. Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Did you guys think we'd make it to a 1-year anniversary?
Ooh, Joe.
That's a good question, because I don't know if we set out to really do it for a year. You know, it just was a hobby because we liked the show, but then it kind of like everything just evolves into something. So maybe like, so if you do one a week, that's 52 episodes. It means there's 52 shows of New Girl that we've watched.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of us, well, I know our intention was to get through the whole series. I figured we'd do it no problem. But I got worried about Joe when he moved that eventually he would abandon it. But as our fan favorite, he really doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, no, he has no choice. People would, they'd be up in arms.
They'd riot.
they'd be banging down the Baskin Robbins doors.
Hashtag bring Joe back. Heather, what about you?
No.
I'm so thorough.
What?
Oh, because of Joe? Because I'm so thorough.
No. I thought it was just going to be like a hobby for COVID, because I didn't think anyone would ever listen to me.
I still can't believe they listen. I love them so much.
I know. Like, I have low self-esteem about my talking.
Not now.
Well, I feel like I talk too much. So getting on to the next question.
Never podcast. Actually, we're going to run out of time. So, Joe, did you bring any questions?
About the podcast?
We're running out of time. So, hilarious. Did you actually prepare a question, or Heather has one more?
Yeah, let Heather do her one more.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you like best about being a host on this podcast?
I mean, aside from the fame and fortune?
Yes.
I have like 10 new Instagram followers from this podcast. I love that I found a community of people who love the show as much as I do on the internet. And I have enjoyed, especially during the pandemic, getting to spend the extra time with you guys. And I never miss an opportunity to tell a ridiculous story about Joe. Joe, what's your answer?
I think just the camaraderie of us three being in the room and talking about something that we like, and being able to analyze comedy, because that's what I do. I just like watching the comedy of the show. I don't get in too much about, oh, this person isn't doing this or didn't doing that. I like the comedy of this show because they all have a comedic, you know, trait to them. And that's what I like.
Okay. I would say that I like it because I get to be around my two favorite people and my one favorite dog. And I get so much joy when we get positive feedback.
Yes, those reviews and the direct messages and the sweet stuff people say, or even when they answer our questions, it's really like, you can see the numbers of how many people are listening to episodes, and that feels good. But it's when you guys engage with us that, I don't know, it feels like they're friends.
That's my favorite part, is when you engage with us.
Yeah, no matter how many followers we have on the Instagram account, it's still so exciting when someone new DMs us. And I love when I write back and they're still like, I can't believe you wrote back. I'm like, I can't believe you listened to my podcast, found the Instagram, sent me a message. You did way more than I just did.
Did Skater Kate still write us?
No, that wasn't on Instagram. That was a review.
Oh, that was a review.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to run out of time. We're time limited because we're on Zoom. So I do want to leave a couple announcements. The first is we will be dropping our first official merch, which if you've been on our Instagram, you saw the preview in our stories. We now have apartment 4D stickers, and we're really excited. We're also going to, well, before they drop, we're going to be doing a contest on our anniversary. So if you are hearing this today, go to our Instagram at apartment_4D. Thank you for the visual, Heather. And you can enter for a chance to win the stickers. I think we're going to give a couple away. Also, we've been talking about a drinking game. And I think what we're actually going to be doing is making the Apartment 4D bingo sheets. And they're going to be digital. So you can like stamp them in your story and post and tell us when you got a bingo, when you're listening to an episode. And I'm going to put up a poll or an Instagram question or whatever, so you guys can help us make that. We already have the obvious ones. Joe not knowing what the feeling stick is. Heather saying real quick, me getting super annoyed with someone or telling them they're the wrong part of the episode. And of course, everyone's favorite, Joe in this episode, or reaching questions by time. Yeah.
Mention Heather's dog.
Exactly, et cetera. Golden Girls, Gilmore Girls, anything that ends in girl, I guess. So that's it. We just want to say thank you again to you guys for listening. We love you so much. We're so excited we made a year, and that you guys all helped us keep it going after the pandemic sort of lifted. And we just want to say thanks, right, guys?
We love you guys, and we thank you.
We'll see you. We already saw you twice this week, but we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.